This morning we are, I know it's not Thanksgiving this week, but I thought I'd get a head start on it, giving thanks, Thanksgiving. Well, when you think of Thanksgiving, we often think of turkey and stuffing and all the stuff that goes with us. You could say that we are going to be stuffed this Thanksgiving. Being thankful is not a pilgrim's experience. Whenever you think of Thanksgiving, do you think back to the day in which the pilgrims had their first Thanksgiving? That first Thanksgiving time was the pilgrims in 1621, the English colonists, and then the Native Americans. You no longer called Indians. The name of the tribe was, I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce it, but it was a local tribe where they had come ashore, and so they had this supposed Thanksgiving. So it's a national holiday in the United States and Canada of the harvest and the blessings of the past year. So sometimes we just need to take stock in what God has done for us and what good things have come into our life in the last year. The Bible has many verses on gratitude and being thankful, and each of these verses reminds us of the power and the importance of being grateful. So being grateful is not just something that is to happen once a year, but we are to find in our relationship with God, we are to be thankful. The first one we have this evening. No, it's still daytime. All right. Just checking to see how many were sleeping. You have to forgive my mind. Sometimes it works and sometimes it just goes in overdrive. And so I was already at night going to bed. So just, can't help it. The first is to give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ. So that's a hard scripture. It's a hard thing to kind of grasp, because the teaching here is about gratitude for whatever goes on in our life. And I know that we don't give thanks for bad things, individuals being hurt or killed. That's not the idea. The idea is being thankful is that somehow God is going to work good out of what is to us is a very negative situation. And we have to give thanks, and giving thanks is a way of expressing faith that God will turn this difficult time into something good. Now, there's no way we can say that the Holocaust was good. I mean, it was a horrible thing that happened to the Jewish people and others in Europe. But out of that came the nation of Israel. Now, when I was in Israel, I remember the tour guide that was talking about how that all the negativity that happened in every war, from the beginning of the century, 80, 70 AD, whenever this Jerusalem fell, and he went through all of the time periods and what effect that had upon the Jewish people and upon the nation of Israel, and how that all of those things over all those years had an effect on the nation of Israel and upon the Jewish people. So being thankful is a way that we draw closer to God, and being thankful is actually looking for good. Some people who are negative, what are they looking for? They're looking for the bad. Something bad is going to come out of this. That you got one foot in the grave and one on a banana peel. It's like everything is going to go bad. Well, thanklessness is a trait of unbelievers. People who have no hope in God are basically thankless. Now, some of them can have a positive things that they look at and trying to train their mind. But what happens is they don't have anyone greater than themselves to help them adapt to life, help them adapt to the problems that are coming. And so 1 Thessalonians 5 that we read, verses 16 and 7, it says, rejoice always. Rejoice always. Meaning that we have a joyful disposition towards God. Not necessarily towards life, but we have a joyful disposition towards God, which then affects our attitude towards life. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Now, it doesn't mean you're on your knees 24/7. It means that whenever your mind is wandering, bring it back. You know, it's one of the things I learned is that whenever your mind wanders, that's not unusual. Because our mind is always thinking. And so what happens is we're trying to direct our thinking. And what happens when you try to direct your thinking? Pink elephants. Excuse me. I don't think of think pink elephants, but anyhow, you know, just other things just come into your mind. And so the mind goes over there, and then after you realize, oh, what am I doing over here? Bring it back. And so the challenge is that praying without ceasing is when your mind is wandering and wondering about difficult things or about things where you shouldn't be wondering, bring your mind back to the place of prayer. And that we're directing the thoughts towards God for his help and for his healing and for his sustaining. So, and also, regularly, pray without ceasing and regularly about everything that comes into our lives. Everything that comes into our lives becomes a prayer. The studies, the work, the time off, whatever it is that, well, God help us in this situation. We've often said that we have worry and we can cover that worry or that situation in prayer so that we're praying that God would have his way in that situation. Being thankful is an expression, as we said, of trust. Being thankful is more than just an attitude of gratitude. It is a trust that God can work all things together for good. So there is a process in our life for things to come together. So there's a song, and Tabby mentioned that I asked her if they had the words and the songs and the music for give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks for the Holy One. All right, so that's give thanks to the grateful heart, give thanks for the Holy One. We're going to continue. Number two, enter his presence with thanksgiving, Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. And we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So the psalmist is declaring for the Hebrew people, as they're coming into the temple, as they're coming to God with their sacrifices, they are to come with thanksgiving and praise for all the things that God had done for them. Now, it isn't necessarily that God had performed miracles for those individuals walking through the doors, walking into the temple, but they are giving thanks to God because he brought them out of Egypt, of their years of bondage, took them through the desert, brought them into the promised land. You know, they were able to conquer the people. And so the people are rejoicing in what God had done with their ancestors and with the people as a nation and the prophets. And so whenever we are giving thanks, it's more than just, well, I can't remember what God did for me. We remember what God has done for the nation of Israel, what God has done for the early church, what God has done in our life. You know, last week we had this guy, 2 weeks ago, and his name was Jerry DiGiacomo, and he grew up in the church, and he was giving us a history of how the church began, and he was giving thanks for the church, what it meant all those years ago to he and his family and to many families. And I think of the pulpit is a dedicated member of James Crew, who was missing in action in Vietnam. His plane went down. He was a pilot. His plane went down, and he was never found. So that pulpit is a memory of his life and his death. So there are many things that we can remember and be thankful for. We know that because of his faith, we'll see him again someday whenever we are in heaven. So when we are talking about in this psalm, verse 3 says, know that the Lord. Know that the Lord is what? That he is good, that he is God. In verse 3, the know means a sense of experiencing and complete confidence of the truth that God is giving to us. I know him. I know him. You know, sometimes when I hear people, they take the name of God in vain. I'll tell them, you know, I know that guy. I know that guy you're talking about. You know, do you pray? That really gets them. Oh, I didn't know you prayed. They use the name of Christ. It's like, yeah, I know him. I pray too. It's like, I'm not praying. Oh, you should. It's the same guy. So, he made us. The scripture says he made us and we are his. I mean, you belong to God. It's talking about being thankful. You belong to God. You are his. Why? Because you've given your life to him. And here, the nation of Israel, these individuals are declaring, because we're the seed of Abraham, the children of Abraham, they're saying we are his and he made us and he is our God. Well, we as believers, while you were yet in your mother's womb, he formed you and created you. And we give our life to Christ, we are his. We are his forevermore. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, the list to these dedications, they are, he made us, he is our God, we did not make ourselves. Your life is not about you. See, we have someone who is greater than us that we are living for, and he is living through us. So you see, we are his, and we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. God, he is good. His mercies are everlasting. His truth is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So when we're thinking about giving thanks, we are anchored into the scriptures, and we are anchored into these verses. Shout to the Lord. Shout for joy to the Lord of all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Hallelujah. I wish I could sing, but I won't push that on you at this time. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Well, enter his gates, his courts. These are the gates and courts of the temple. But we are coming here with our praise when we pray and when we come to God in our thoughts, in our prayers, remembering I come to God not because I have a need, but because I am his, he is mine, and I'm sharing my life with him. I'm sharing my thoughts with him. He's sharing his word with us. Well, we find that praising his name, there is no greater name in heaven and earth than the name of Jesus, because the book of Revelation says, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Well, we look around our world today, well, what about those wicked people? Don't worry. And when it's all said and done, we're all standing before God, including the wicked people. They're going to bend a knee. They will all bend a knee to Christ. Verse 5, the Lord is good. Good actually means holy, pure, and righteous. Literally, goodness is godliness. So whenever we are good, we are, actually it's the quality of godliness being good. Good versus evil, godliness versus evil. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Goodness is seen in our actions. Godliness is seen in our character. And so we find that his goodness, his mercy, his truth, they shall live, they shall live, they shall be forever. Give thanks with the grateful heart. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. What, you see the contrast? Give thanks, recognizing what I think I am and what I am. In Christ, I may be poor, but in Christ, I am rich. Because heaven awaits me. And the guy, this is a joke, okay, so you have to laugh whenever I'm done. The guy shows up at heaven, he's got a whole bag of gold. And St. Peter says, well, you can't bring that in. He says, no, I've worked all my life for this. And St. Peter calls God up and says, God, this guy has bricks for the streets. Can I let him in? You know, we walk on streets of gold in heaven, you know. He thinks it's the most valuable thing in heaven. We walk on the stuff. You know, so in heaven, we have this treasury that is beyond wealth and what we think of life. Number three, the power of gratitude in prayer. The power of gratitude. Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, character, actions, godliness. The Lord is near. The Lord is never so far away as to be just near us. He's in us. God is near us, and that's what this is implying. Do not be anxious about anything. I thought I would slow that down. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The power of gratitude and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We find that this declaration, don't be anxious, and that in every situation, by prayer and supplication, bring every situation to God, and we find that the power of gratitude is that God will give us peace. That we do, it's like, I can't understand how this is all going to be good, but I know that God will work it out. Power of gratitude. You see, how do we cancel out anxiety? How do we cancel out worry? We cancel them out by not tolerating them. Can you imagine? You know, I will not tolerate dirty shoes in my house. Take them off. I don't know. Any of you do that? I will not tolerate animals in my house. My mom was that way. I don't bring the barn, don't bring those cats and dogs in the house. We can't have them. You know, they're for the barn, they're for outside. And then we got a boxer, and his name was Punchy. And you would think he was a kid. And my mom would bring him in the house. Don't tolerate animals in the house. But she found one that just what she really liked. But he was a special animal. I mean, there's no such thing as a dumb animal, but Punchy was this boxer that we got from somebody who was, they were moving and they couldn't take the dog with them. And this dog would water ski and, you know, the whole works. He was all over the thing. But for us, we just ran around the farm. There was people there cleaning the lines, you know, the power lines, and they'd cut off these branches and throw them down over the bank. He would grab them branches and draw them back up over the hill. I mean, he was just that kind of a dog. And he was, every morning when the milking, you know, we had this long stanchions. We had 16, 18 cows on each side, and they would milk the cows and pour the milk into a bucket. And then we'd carry that bucket from that to the milk house, which after, you know, a long way, that's a big trip. Well, every morning at the same time, at the same place, he would get up from his bed in the corner, walk down to the place where my mom was, and he would look at her and wait for her to for her to scold him. You know you shouldn't be here. Okay? Every morning, same place, same time, you know you shouldn't be here. He would go, ar, rah, 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 you know? He'd turn around, wag his tail, and walk back. But he did it every morning. He had to go tell her off. I don't know what that has to do with gratitude, but it was funny. But there are some animals that were just very special, and this one was very special to my mom, and he did get in the house. So how do we cancel out worry and anxiousness? We don't tolerate it. Well, sometimes we let into our house things we shouldn't tolerate. That's in our spiritual person. And we find that we need to recognize that worry creates anxiety, and worry creates distrust. Worry creates suspicion and doubt. See, worry has an infectious way of getting into everything, where we start doubting God, we doubt ourselves, we doubt, you know, suspicious about what's going to happen. You can't sleep. You're fearful of what may come. You are fearful of what people will say. One greater than ourselves is with us. One greater than ourselves is greater than the problems that we face, because He is here. He is here with us every moment of the day. We're not going to tolerate anxiety and worry. We are praying about everything with thanksgiving to God. We are praying about everything that God will watch over and keep us. God is greater than the obstacle, greater than any worry. Verse 7, the peace of God. This is the promise that comes when we don't worry. The peace of God, which surpasses and exceeds all of our understanding. Meaning, I should not have peace, but I do. God is with me. Supplication. This is with prayer and supplication. You ever know what supplication means? Literally means a request or a petition. In general, a prayer of supplication is a request for the person praying. Prayer and supplication is, I am praying for you. Supplication is, I am praying for myself. Both are part of our prayer life. And so with prayer and supplication, with prayer about everything, supplication, pray about, I'm praying about me. And all those both are part of who we are in our prayer life. When we pray with thanksgiving and being thankful, we are reminded of God's faithfulness. See? Gratitude is a powerful antidote to worry and anxiety. What is, be grateful with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Remembering God's faithfulness, which explodes within our chest. God is faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Nothing can remove us from His hands. That all things will work together for our good. We are to pray about everything. We are to offer supplications about our own selves. We are allowed to do all of this. And Psalm 107 says, give thanks to the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, verse 8. For His wonderful works to the children of men, give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. Give thanks to the Lord for His wonderful works to the children of men. See, this psalm is one that 107 just repeats and repeats and repeats. Why? To get our attention. Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. That's one of the things I wanted to touch on. Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. You remember in the Old Testament, whenever they would offer their sacrifices, they would build an altar out of stone, put wood on it, and then they would put their sacrifice. You know, they would put their hand on the animal, and then they would kill the animal, and that animal was like they were transferring their sins to that animal, and then the animal would be burnt as a sacrifice unto God. Whenever we are giving, let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Being grateful for everything. We take the things that we're not grateful for, the things that we don't, that we just don't know, we take them and we put them out on the altar. And we light them. And we let them burn. And we are giving sacrifice to God. I thank you that this which is bothering me, my anxiety, my worry, I burn it, and the fire that it consumes is my thankfulness. My thankfulness consumes those worries and anxieties because it's praise to God. I'm not making them go away. I'm giving them to God, and I'm giving them the sacrifice. You know, there are some things that we just don't want to let go of. Offer them as a sacrifice to God. Gratitude anchors us to God's goodness. When we reflect on how he has been faithful, our hearts grow in confidence. We reflect on what God has done. We become more confident in our faith. Give thanks to the Holy One. He has given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And number five, giving thanks is a way of life. 1 Corinthians 15, 56 and 7. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The chances of getting out of this life alive are slim. In case you didn't know that. Unless the rapture comes, okay? But we're not going to get out of this place alive. Well, our body's going to die, but everything that is life in us lives forever. So what happens here in this verse, Paul, in this letter to the Corinthians, likens death as a bee whose stinger has been removed. Whenever you take the sting out of death, it's like a bee. When the stingers move, when you pull the stinger out, it's just another bug. But with the stinger in it, it's like, oh, no, I don't want stung with that bee. Well, Paul's telling us the sting of death is gone. Why? Because Jesus has conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave. So the sting of death is the law. The law says you've sinned. Grace says you're forgiven. The sting of death is the law which says you've sinned, but the grace of God pulls the stinger out of death. And there is no sting in death because it's just a transition from this life to the next. Whatever happened in this life is insignificant in comparison to the forgiveness that God offers to us. His death and his resurrection are the most important thing that has happened in the entire universe. At the appropriate time, Christ came. And in our life, Christ has come into our life. Paul is taunting death. He says the sting was the sin that was exposed by the law of God, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But Jesus Christ has conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave. No matter what happens in our life, nothing is greater than our salvation. Nothing is greater than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is his word, and Paul is taunting sin and death and saying, your sting is gone. You no longer have power over us. So together these verses emphasize, give thanks. So far, ladies, men, gentlemen, oh, he's got here, can come, we're going to sing, they're going to sing, and you're going to sing, give thanks. So give thanks is a way to worship. Giving thanks is a way to worship. And that picture of all of our problems being put on the altar, that stone altar and put on fire and it burning up, we give thanks to God. Those things are consumed by God's presence and God's power. Gratitude deepens our relationship with God. Gratitude is an expression of faith that God is going to do great things in our life. Amen? That wasn't too good. I got to preach it again? Because of what the Lord has done for us. We give thanks. Amen? Well, we're going to close in prayer, and then I'm going to offer prayer over the meal downstairs so you don't have to wait for me to show up to eat. But we want you all to stay and, of course, come down and enjoy our time together. Heavenly Father, we are giving thanks to you. With a grateful heart, we give thanks for all the wonderful things you've done for us. And if we are weak, God, by your word, you declare to us to be strong. Lord, no matter what we may feel, your word gives to us strength and faith and endurance that all things can work together for good. We thank you for this. We ask your blessing on your word, and we ask you to help us in our godly living, the good things that we do. Lord, we pray your blessing upon the meal that we're going to have in a few minutes. We pray that you bless it, and God, thank you for all the people who have prepared it, and we give you thanks for all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.